Good morning.
Good morning.
What is it? Day five?
It is day five of Don't Look Back.
Boston, don't look back.
Don't look back. Well, don't look down. You know.
Don't look back.
I like salt, but I don't want to be salt. So.
Ooh, yes. We learned that in one of the earlier lessons in this one.
Yes.
This is Don't Look Back by Lori Singh. And today it's Limiting the Future.
Dun, dun, dun.
Let's take a look.
It is heartbreaking to see so many people live their lives camping out in the past that cannot be changed, and turning their backs to a grand future. We all know it is impossible to be effective in two places simultaneously, and the only person who could accomplish that is God. We can never give 100% of ourselves in the present if we keep dwelling on the past.
Our potential will never reach its maximum capacity. Future goals get delayed. Insecurity and fear will dominate. The flesh will rule and life will become one heap of complaining. Sounds familiar.
There is a lot at stake to remain. And truthfully, your life will be unhappy.
He promises that. Numbers 13, 25 through 33. At the end of the 40 days, they returned from spying out the land. And they came to Moses and Aaron and all the congregation of the people of Israel in the wilderness of Paran at Kadesh. They brought back word to them and to all the congregation and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him, "We came to the land to which you sent us. It flows with milk and honey, and this is the fruit. However, the people who dwell in the land are strong, and the cities are fortified and very large. And besides, we saw the descendants of Anak there, and the Amalekites dwell in the land of Negeb. The Hittites, the Jebusites, and the Amorites dwell in the hill country, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and along the Jordan." But Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and occupy it, for we are all well capable to overcome it." Then the men who had gone up with him said, "We are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we are." So they brought to the people of Israel a bad report of the land that they had spied out, saying, "The land through which we have gone to spy it out is a land that devours its inhabitants, and all the people that we saw in it are of great height. And there we saw the Nephilim, the sons of Anak, who come from the Nephilim. And we seemed to ourselves like grasshoppers, and so we seemed to them." They were giants.
The children of Israel found themselves in extreme bondage. They cried to God to deliver them, and God sent a deliverer. They experienced firsthand the goodness, kindness, protection, and provision of God. He split the Red Sea. He destroyed their enemies. He made bitter water sweet. He rained manna from heaven and fed them. Their shoes never wore out, and their clothes were well kept. He covered them, moved with them, and most of all, loved them, even when they complained. But they could not let go of the past, and that blinded them to the glorious future God had for them.
Then the Lord said, "I have pardoned according to your word, but truly as I live, and as all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord, none of the men who have seen my glory and my signs that I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, and yet have put me to the test these 10 times and have not obeyed my voice, none of them shall see the land that I swore to give to their fathers, and none of those who despised me shall see it." Numbers 14, 20 through 23. That was the Lord putting his foot down saying, "You don't get to see it."
That's right.
You don't get to be part of that community and see that if you are going to be against me.
Yep. Go to your ancestors.
Is this the time?
They were eyewitnesses to the promised land, flowing with milk and honey. But because they did not rid themselves of the look back mentality, they saw the giants in the land rather than the big, big God with them. The past kept them in fear. And they doubted God's plans. Because of their evil report of the goodness of God, they never made it to the promised land. Today, the stories told in this plan is of greater value than silver and gold. It may have been too late for the Israelites in the wilderness, but it's not too late for you. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Jeremiah 29:11.
You know, that comes up so often, that scripture does.
Mm-hmm.
Living in the past is of great detriment to your future. I want to ask you today to leave the past behind. Oh, is this the part where we get to sing the Hakuna Matata thing? Like, hey, leave your past in the behind. You're behind in the past or whatever. So anyway, I want to ask you today to leave your past behind. Clear your heart of the clutter and take hold of the glorious future God has planned out for you. The past is over. God is about moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
In Philippians 3:13-14.
Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Philippians 3:13-14.
Holy Spirit, I thank you for the revelation I received and genuinely want to make it into the future God has for me. I am sorry I've wasted so much time on the things I cannot change. I am sorry for taking for granted what you so freely provide for me every day. I am sorry for robbing the people in my life because of my look back mentality.
Mm.
So Lord, thank you for giving me this vision to look forward and help me to forget the pain associated with the past. And as I visit my past from now on, let it be only for the moments of remembering how you brought me out of that bondage and through that trial. Lord, Abba, Father, thank you for the new start. In your Son, Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen.